This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And you know what else we're going to do tonight? You know what else we're going to do? We're going to take some calls. No, don't call yet. Don't call yet. I haven't even decided whether these are going to be themed calls or not. It's not going to be until after Miranda Devine. Miranda Devine's coming up in 30 minutes from now to try to make some sense of all this FTX stuff. We still have to do Medal of Honor Monday. I want to get to some emails. I haven't decided whether it's going to be a specific question or unhinged ranting. I should probably just allow the unhinged ranting because everyone's so mad. We're all just kind of a little down right now. It'll be fine, all right? It's going to be fine. Now, get to something. Let's get to Medal of Honor Monday. We do this every single week on Monday. Every week on Monday at this time is Medal of Honor Monday on this show. What is it? Not complicated. And it's certainly nothing I did at all. Men go out there and perform these amazing deeds. And sometimes they get put in for a Medal of Honor and earn one. And then they earn it, get that medal put on them, and life is good. But then something happens after that. We forget. We forget about them. One thing that hits me whenever we go looking for a new Medal of Honor citation to read every week is how many of them there are. There are so many of these heroes. And let me ask you something. How many can you name? I'm not being insulting. I don't know. I do this every Monday. I don't know how many I can name. Yeah, Chris is over there doing two, three, right? These guys should be part of the language here in the country. But they're not, because we celebrate all kinds of endless filth in this country. All kinds of filth. And we take our greatest heroes and we pin a medal on them, and then we say, hey, thanks, here's a bottle of whiskey, have a good one, and we never think about them again. How are we supposed to have a country where our children turn out the way we want them when we never hold up the appropriate people in front of them to be? We can't. Culture, it's not complicated. What is culture? Simply what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes. And whatever your society incentivizes, you will get more of. And whatever your society disincentivizes, you will get less of. That's it. We incentivize all the wrong things. So this is our attempt, as small as it may be, to try to reverse course on that. And we did get an email. It said, Jay Steele. Remember, we take suggestions on this. If you have someone you want read, we'll take suggestions. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jay Steele, I was paying respect to one of my best friends on Veterans Day, and he was telling me about the story of Mr. Fuqua. And he is getting a stretch of highway dedicated to him soon, although that's freaking awesome. I told him about Medal of Honor Monday. He thought it was pretty cool and suggested submitting this one. So without further ado, allow us to honor Mr. Samuel Glenn Fuqua.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For distinguished conduct and action, outstanding heroism, and utter disregard for his own safety above and beyond the call of duty during the attack on the fleet in Pearl Harbor by Japanese forces on the 7th of December 1941. Upon the commencement of the attack, Lieutenant Commander Fuqua rushed to the quarterdeck of the USS Arizona, to which he was attached, where he was stunned and knocked down by the explosion of a large bomb which hit the quarterdeck, penetrated several decks, and started a severe fire. Upon regaining consciousness, he began to direct the fighting of the fire and the rescue of the wounded and injured personnel. Almost immediately, there was a tremendous explosion forward, which made the ship appear to rise out of the water, shudder, and settle down by the bow rapidly. The whole forward part of the ship was enveloped in flames, which were spreading rapidly, and the wounded and burned men were pouring out of the ship to the quarterdeck. Despite these conditions, his harrowing experience, and severe enemy bombing and strafing at the time, Lieutenant Commander Fuqua continued to direct the fighting of the fires in order to check them while the wounded and burned could be taken from the ship, and supervised the rescue of these men in such an amazingly calm and cool manner and with such excellent judgment that it inspired everyone who saw him and undoubtedly resulted in the saving of many of lives. After realizing the ship could not be saved and he was the senior surviving officer on board, he directed it to be abandoned, but continued to remain on the quarterdeck and directed abandoning ship and rescue of personnel until satisfied that all personnel could be saved, after which he left the ship with the boatload. The conduct of Lieutenant Commander Fuqua was not only in keeping with the highest traditions of naval service, but characterizes him as an outstanding leader of men. Now, I know you probably already know this, but let's just do a brief little recap on what it would be like during Pearl Harbor, as best as you and I can understand it. I mean, we weren't there. We'll never understand it. Hopefully, there's still an old-timer or two that was there is listening to my words. And if you are one of these men, you are welcome to email me and scold me if I get anything wrong. Or you are more than welcome to. I'll read it on the air. But a couple things. Remember, this is peacetime. We are not at war. It is peacetime. And I want to clarify, when we're in Iraq, we know when we go to sleep at night and when we wake up in the morning and the time while we're asleep, it's always in the back of your mind, I could die tonight. You never know. Someone could throw a bomb in, someone could shoot in, someone could get lucky. You know that you're in a combat situation where you have people who want to kill you and you can die tonight. That changes your mentality. When I would go to sleep in my crappy barracks room in 29 Palms, California, I never, ever, ever once had the feeling that I was going to die, except for that one tequila night, but we're not going to go into that. I never once felt like I was going to die. These sailors are asleep on the USS Arizona in peacetime. We are not at war with the Japanese. There is no war. We're not on a war footing. So you wake up on a Sunday morning to a couple things. Torpedoes. Remember, there are several different ways these ships were attacked with different types of planes, whatnot. I'm not going to nerd out on all the details. But there are torpedo planes. We had them too. The Japanese had them too. They do exactly what you picture in your mind. They fly low to the water, and they carry these huge torpedoes, 2,000 pounds, and they drop them into the water, try to aim them right, and drop them into the water, and now you have torpedoes coming at you. And if a torpedo hits you, you are already in very deep trouble because it sets off a gigantic blast under the water level. Now we're in trouble. There are also planes that are strafing. When they reference strafing, here's what it is. Fighter planes have machine guns on them. they're big ones, okay? Because they're not necessarily designed to take out people on the ground. That's just a side benefit. Your fighter plane carries on it machine guns that are designed to shoot other planes out of the sky. They shoot big rounds. A round out of a fighter plane, ours, theirs, doesn't matter, even in World War II, doesn't even necessarily have to hit you to injure you or kill you. The round itself is so big, it will create shrapnel on occasion on impact. You might get killed by a little piece of metal that flew off of something when the round missed you and hit there. And the planes are going back and forth, strafing the deck, mowing our guys down over and over and over again. Oh, but I forgot to mention the absolute worst part of this whole thing. Basically a living hell. The ships themselves are packed full of things that go boom and things that light on fire. It's a military vessel. You have just, it's just powder and fuel and round. It's just a big ball of explosives. And when these planes would drop, they would drop these bombs from the planes, not just torpedoes. They would drop bombs on the deck. Very difficult to hit a ship, by the way, but can be done, obviously. They would drop bombs on the deck. But it's not like the bomb hits the top and just blows up. Many of these bombs are actually specifically designed to penetrate before they explode. Some are made to explode on impact. Some are made to explode on a delayed fuse. So the bomb doesn't hit the deck and blow up. It goes down a deck and down a deck and down a deck. And now you're getting into the area where all the fuel is. And you're getting into the area where the magazine is, where all those explosives. And then that blows up. And now you are almost undoubtedly in the dark because your ship has lost power. Oh, but don't worry. There'll be plenty of light by the flames that are burning everything. And it was peacetime 30 seconds ago. It's hell. It's honestly, it's how I envision hell. There's burning fuel. The walls are so hot. If you touch them, you'll scald your hand off. There are half-burned alive men around you. If you can maintain your composure in that situation like this guy did, man, you deserve every bit of that medal. And salute to you. That is freaking impressive what those people went through. Now let's get rid of that. That was awesome. Let's cover some more election stuff before we get to everything else. What's going on with the vote counting? Hang on. But before we get to that, I'm sure you did see Joe Biden today. In case you didn't, he went and sat down with Xi Jinping, communist leader of China, and the president of the United States of America decided to dress up like Mao. If you don't believe me, you can go look on social media. He put away the suit and tie, and he had on one of those Mao-style shirts. We are going to see World War III in our lifetime. We are. I got this email. DJ Sizzle Stash Jesse. I just bought a 3-month food supply kit from my home from My Patriot Supply from your specific link. I hope you get a commission, but it may be freeze-dried mac and cheese instead of cash. His name's Jeffrey. No, I don't get a commission, but man, brother, you really, now is the time. These are crazy times, and we just had our dementia-riddled president go back and expose himself in front of the Chinese emperor, basically. It's going to be wild times now. Go to mypatriotsupply.com and make sure every person who lives in your home has 3 months' worth of food. They have 3-month food kits ready to go. You don't have to go crazy. You don't need 10 years. Everyone needs 3 months, please. MyPatriotSupply.com. They're $250 off right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, which was just a great Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Yes, I'm well aware of how annoying it is that the suits broke the show up into 3 hours. Just subscribe so it automatically downloads. It's all I can tell you. Subscribe so it automatically downloads. All right? Best I can do. Best I can do. Now, let's get to this. Because we talked a lot about the election and who do we blame. And we went through everything. And the voters and McConnell and Trump and all these. Who do you blame? Who do you blame? I get this one. Creepy mustache Kelly. For one, that's not very nice. Okay, I like my mustache. I think it's fantastic. The sky is green theory is on full display with the elections. Counting for weeks, accepting ballots dated after the election, mass mail-in ballots. so on and so forth. Chris, do me a favor and play that little cut from MSNBC.
And Mark, let's talk about what we've learned from, for instance, what's happened out in Maricopa County, what's left out there in terms of how the vote keeps, you know, coming in, despite all of what has been said by Donald Trump and other election deniers, and now beginning to be also Kelly Ward, who's falling behind about, Katie Bob Hobbs. But for the governor's race, Maricopa County had some of the best vote counting processes because of past problems.
Yeah, Andrea, they have a whole lot of practice, and we have a whole lot of practice.
They have some of the best vote counting despite past problems? Maricopa County, Arizona is not a national embarrassment. It's an international embarrassment at this point in time. And if this was taking place in one specific area of Russia, there would be calls from America for a UN intervention into the crooked Russian election. Headline, Maricopa County still counting ballots. Headline, Lauren Boebert is in danger of as thousands of votes for opponents could be, and I'm not making this up, this is according to Newsweek, fixed. You see, there were problems with the votes. They're going to fix them, and they're going to go to Lauren Boebert's opponent. Now, I don't know the specifics of what's happening on the ground in each and every one of these places. I'm sitting here on the outskirts of Houston, Texas, bringing you the show. But I do know this. Americans are never going to trust their elections ever again until elections begin ending on election day with everything counted, turned in, and we know winners on election day. But here's the truth. Well, look, let's just get to this one. Hi, Jesse. Why is it we don't play the same game as them? Why are we not ballot harvesting? It's legal in Pennsylvania, Arizona, California, and so on. We are not because we have this horrible defensive attitude on the right where we feel as if we are somehow above it all, that our enemy is going to be inspired by our good conduct and somehow change his ways. Every single state led by the GOP should be right now passing strict voter laws that will ensure we know the vote count on election day, just like Florida did after that embarrassing Al Gore, George Bush election. Just like Florida did. If you live in a red state, that's what you should demand. But if you live in a blue state, that's a different matter, or a purple state, because those laws aren't going to get through, right? Because Democrats in your state want to cheat. And let's pause here for a second. Don't ever say to me, no, they don't want to cheat. Why is it the national platform of the Democratic Party that people shouldn't have to show ID to vote? It's not complicated. There's only one reason you would want people to not have to show ID to vote. You want to cheat. Okay. So whether or not you believe they're cheating, it doesn't really matter. They want to cheat. If I take over as a vice president of sales for Coca-Cola, I'm vice president of sales for Coca-Cola, and I go into the boss and I say, hey, I really need access to the company's business checking account. That's really important. I need full access to it. He's going to know I want to steal. No ID to vote. Yeah, you want to cheat. You want to cheat. So why don't we play the same game? Because we play defense instead of learning from our enemy and adopting his tactics. The GOP in blue and purple states needs to stop this candidate or that candidate or this nonsense right now and develop a robust ballot harvesting system. We must. Look, if you have to, spend the money and hire one of the communists. Stroke him a big check. Now, that's generally a bad idea because you don't want to bring the religious zealots in the house. But we better start getting good at that or getting good at it fast, or it doesn't matter who the candidate is in 2024. We're not going to win. These idiot Republicans authored all these COVID lockdowns. Don't argue with me. I was there. They did. And Democrats, the communists, used those to perfect their ballot harvesting technique. Now, it may keep us out of winning elections ever, unless we do the same. All right. Couple things. One. Get your T levels checked, fellas. How you feel with a 20% increase in your testosterone will be amazing. I have so many people who email me and they've been on a chalk male vitality stack for 6 months, and you should hear the stories they tell. Ladies, female vitality stat. We all need to be stronger, faster, more energy, do we not? Especially in the times to come. Get a subscription to Chalk and add some lit powder to it. And they have all kinds of, remember, these are natural herbal supplements. Natural, not big pharma filth. They have 35% off subscriptions right now. That's a lot, right? That's a lot. Go get a subscription. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's absurd. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Go now. Now, something else. Sometimes I don't understand things because I'm stupid. So when I saw there was a big FTX controversy, I said, oh, that's interesting. What's FTX and what's the problem? Miranda Devine of the New York Post is going to join us next. Then calls. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and actually, I'm gonna dump the pleasantries here because I don't know anything about this next subject, and everyone's talking about it, so it must be really important, so we need to talk to Miranda. Joining me now, the great columnist, New York Post, Miranda Devine. Miranda, I'm reading through the New York Post this morning. Of course, I come across this headline, Cryptocurrency Billionaire Broke the Bank for Dems. I don't know who Sam Bankman-Fried is. I don't know what FTX means. All I know is everyone's talking about it. Miranda, act like you're talking to an idiot, because you are. What happened?
Well, look, this is one of the juiciest stories around at the moment. And partly it is because this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, a 30-year-old multi-billionaire. He was worth up to $20 billion at one point, apparently. It's a cryptocurrency wunderkind and a huge donor to the Democrats. So for the midterms, he was their number two donor, more than $40 million. He helped them get over the line. He was second only to George Soros. So who is this kid? Well, he's now bankrupt. He was a very odd, very smart maths whiz with very low social intelligence, the son of a couple of Stanford lawyers, major lefties. His mother also donated heaps of money to, or actually founded a PAC to get Democrats into office. He's sort of on the autism side, and he was sort of recruited when he was at MIT into this bizarre cult, which sounds really nice. It's all about altruism. It's called effective altruism. It's about getting people to give all their money away to good causes. And, of course, all the good causes are the causes of the left, like climate change and, mm-hmm. you know, social justice and equity and all this stuff. You've heard it all. So this is what this easily manipulated but highly intelligent in one particular sphere of life, as in mathematics. He was a quant. He was captured early at MIT and now is kind of a robot for these causes that his mother loves. He then started this cryptocurrency exchange. It collapsed last week, conveniently just a couple of days after the election when the Democrats had already used up his money. There's $1 to $2 billion now owed to the poor buddies who paid money. And we had people like Tom Brady, Larry David doing ads for this very shambolic, weird sort of character. And he also would be hobnobbing with such luminaries as Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. This was a massive grift. And also, you won't be surprised to hear that Ukraine, being another favored woke cause, also was part of this. Somehow, this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, he got his company, FTX, to partner with Ukraine to, I don't know, donate the money in cryptocurrency or something. So that's a little bit fishy, considering that the American taxpayer is funneling tens of billions of dollars over to Ukraine because they're so desperate for weapons, and yet somehow that money is also associated with this very dodgy crypto business.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Miranda Devine, columnist, New York Post. All right, so you say dodgy. I love when you say that, by the way. But you say dodgy. Do we think, I realize all this is alleged at this point in time, do we think this kid is a scammer? Are his parents scammers? Is this one big mistake? Lord knows I make those all the time. What do we think we're looking at here?
Look, I just think the whole crypto business is, don't take my word for it. Take Warren Buffett's word for it. And remembering that this kid, SBF, was featured on the cover of Fortune magazine and Forbes magazine. He had every kind of puff piece written about him. He was regarded and described as the next Warren Buffett. But Warren Buffett himself is really down on cryptocurrency, says it's worthless, says it draws in a lot of charlatans, people who are of less than stellar character. This is a quote from Warren Buffett. See an opportunity to clip people who are trying to get rich because their neighbor is getting rich buying this stuff that neither one of them understands. It will come to a bad end. That is exactly what happened. And, what are they selling? They're selling air. They're selling bitcoins. They're selling coins with names such as, some of their assets were in things called joke coins. One of them was called Trump Lose. They're not actual coins. They're just these digital made-up things. Now, I'm not pretending I understand cryptocurrency, but I will just bow to Warren Buffett on his assessment of this entire industry, which FTX was set up in the Bahamas, tax-free zone. The lifestyle of these kids, they're all 20-somethings, living in some luxury condo. They apparently were in a polycule, this kid, Sam Friedman, Bankman-Fried, was part of a polycule, which is a new word I just discovered, which is like a thruple only multiplied by several times. So I think there were 10 of them living in a sort of romantic, sexual, whatever relationship together. This is what has been reported. And there have been lots of reporters who've gone over there to interview this guy and watch him. He is the sort of person who has such a short attention span that he plays video games throughout Zoom meetings. And Sequoia Capital, this venture capital firm, decided to give him hundreds of millions of dollars on the strength of a Zoom meeting they had with him where they all thought he was absolutely brilliant. And he was playing this multiplayer online kind of battle game during the meeting. And I've listened to him talk. He has a very odd affect. He's a bit like Greta Thunberg. And he says things that are very cryptic, and, you know, if you really concentrate and you think, oh my gosh, that was the most brilliant thing I've ever heard, but it also could mean nothing. He's sort of like Chauncey Gardner in Being There, in that great Peter Sellers movie. It's the Emperor's New Clothes. I think what you see is not what you get, or maybe it is what you get. But what I find so extraordinary is the PR around this guy. He has been held up as some sort of saint, giving all his money away. He was going, he was promising to give, I think it was $100 million to, or might have been $1 billion. Sorry, it was $1 billion he was going to give to the Democrats before the 2024 election. They saw him as the golden goose. And it's also interesting that he met in the White House with various people in the Biden administration this year a number of times, and that cryptocurrency is not really properly regulated. He also met with the head of the SEC, Gary Gensler. So I would think that we'll find out a lot more when the bankruptcy proceedings go through. But it seems as if there really wasn't the due diligence being done by investors, and there also wasn't the proper regulation.
Miranda Devine, I know you are a busy woman. Thank you for coming and clarifying a bunch of that. Appreciate you.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
A polycule, Chris? Do you ever... I know you're like 12, but I'm 41. I feel so old sometimes. There are all these new words. I don't even understand what that means. A polycule, a polyamorous relationship with... I didn't know what polyamorous means. Polyamorous relationship with multiple people. Who is this kid? Kamala Harris? I don't understand what any of this means. All right, you know what? Tell you something I do understand. I understand that I haven't taken phone calls in like 2 weeks. I hardly ever do guests, but I have one of those tonight, and I realize there's probably a lot of angst and anguish out there since the election, so I'm going to do two things. You can call with two things tonight, 877-377-4373. I want to know if you ever got busted or had a parent look the other way when you got busted doing something wrong when you were a kid. I'll explain in a moment, and... if you have election thoughts, you want to blame somebody, blame them. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Traveling in a fighter combi. It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I didn't have time to get into it because Miranda Devine was on the line, but Jewish producer Chris... Miranda, you know how we let the guests pick their song, right? It's kind of our thing. Guests get to pick whatever song they come out to. Miranda tells Chris that she wants some kind of an Australian band because obviously, as you could figure out from the accent, she's Australian. No, Chris, no, you don't get to interrupt. You have to sit there and handle this. So she has to inform Chris that AC/DC is an Australian band. You could fill up, honestly, you could fill up the universe with all the things that have escaped you, with the things you don't know. What, Chris? I thought Phil Collins was American. That's different. That's totally different, Chris. That's a totally different thing, all right? 877-377-4373. Before I get to that, the reason I brought it up is this. We sit down last night, and you know how we had a steer slaughtered. I tell you whenever I can find ways to save money. We got with two other families, and we split a steer. You have it butchered, and it fills up your freezer with meat, and you get it a lot cheaper than these unbelievable prices at the grocery store. Anyway, we had steaks last night. Not the best, but it doesn't matter. We had steaks, and I made the high-end garlic bread with hamburger buns. And salad. The wife, of course, insisted we have some salad. Okay, oldest is one of these kids. It's just, he'll ask for seconds of broccoli. Youngest is more similar to me. I don't eat vegetables, okay? And so he eats his steak, eats his garlic bread, salad's sitting there in front of him. And he's trying to gut it down. He doesn't even eat dressing on it. Don't ask me. I've tried. He won't even eat dressing on it. He's sitting there gutting down the salad. Well, everyone else has cleaned their plate and they're done. We're all over there in the kitchen messing around. And he's still, of course, like he always is, stuck at the dinner table trying to gut down pieces of salad. No big deal, right? Well, the wife said something. Look, it's Christmas time apparently at the house. It doesn't matter. But I turned to her and away from the table. And my oldest son, James, he turns to her and away from the table. So everyone's back is to the table where my youngest is, where Luke is at the time. We're there that way for a second, and I turn back around, so I have to throw something away in the kitchen, and I look just in time to see Luke. He has one hand in his left hand. It's down in his lap, right? It's down between his legs under the table. He has his napkin there, and I turn around just in time to see him pluck a piece of lettuce out from the salad bowl and stuff it down into the napkin in his lap. And he balls it up. Oh, I'm getting to that in a second, Chris, whether or not I snitched. And I could tell he knew I was looking that way, so he kind of stopped. So I decided to turn away again and just let him kind of finish his business. And then he took off for upstairs. And I'll be honest, I didn't say anything. A couple reasons. One, lettuce sucks, okay? Don't tell, oh, I love salad. The dressing's good. The salad sucks. All right, I'm not a rabbit. The salad sucks. That's one. Two, in this day and age, growing up in this country that's about completely just done, you're going to have to become a little ungovernable. You're going to have to raise your kid. Look, you don't want to raise disobedient kids, and we don't for the most part. It's going to have to be a little touch of a rebel streak in there if you're going to get by. That's where I stood on it. So that's why I posed a question to you. Yes, you can complain about the election as long as you get right to the point. And yes, if you got busted like that or you were a parent and looked the other way like that, you're welcome to dump that too. 877-377-4373. All right. Now, before I get to that, let me get to this really quickly. Speaking of saving money, I woke up this morning and see, I had to wake up super. I had to get up at 4:45 this morning, get my kid to practice, and then I got him back, and then I had to go back to bed, try to get some more sleep because, look, it takes a lot of rest to do radio, or not just anyone can sit down and talk. Anyway, I had to go back and get more rest. So I slept in. I wake up, and it was like Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus had come down and vomited all over my home. The wife decided that Christmas time was officially here. She's throwing lights up and there's the little green. The what, Chris? I know we have Thanksgiving still. Believe me, I brought this up. I know. And not only that, there were cheesy Christmas movies on, and so I woke up in this, and it occurred to me, gosh, it is time to start banking Christmas gifts, is it not? So when I get them, I will pass them along to you, just like the little tip about the steer. Here's a little tip about gift giving. Find the deals early. Right now, MyPillow, you know, I've told you about the greatest sheets ever. We still get into our Giza Dream sheets and say, oh my gosh, these are the greatest sheets ever. They're their lowest price ever. Right now, they have never sold them this low before. Find out what size bed your parents have and buy them Giza Dream Sheets. Your children, brother, neighbor. If you have a gift exchange at work, they sell them as low as $29.99 right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials. Promo code Jesse and get Giza Dream Sheets for Christmas time, man, while they're cheap. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Now, remember, I know it's been a while, so let's do a little quick refresher here. I don't hardly ever do guests. I don't hardly ever do calls. Get to the point. No, hi, how are you? No, hi, Jesse. I'm not going to thank you for the call. Get right to the point, all right? You can do the childhood stuff. You can do the midterms. We can do both. Just don't suck. Isaiah, Virginia, go.
What's up? Touching on the midterms. The biggest problem that I'm seeing, and I know a lot of other radio hosts, more morning time, afternoon, things like that, have touched on this. I don't understand how a place like Florida can tabulate 7.5 million votes in one night, come up with a winner. But places like Arizona who have literally tripped three times less votes. I think it was like 600,000 votes, something like that, equivalency in Maricopa County, which, by the way, is a mess in and of itself, can't even get that done. I know it was a bigger problem in the Republican area, to which Carrie Lake had to go to a more liberal area to vote, which is, again, insane. I don't understand the problem here, but I think you'll start.
You know why my wife has to ride me for a month or two to try on clothes? Because I don't have any sense of fashion. I'm going to answer the question. I'm answering it right now. I don't have any sense of fashion. And she'll buy me clothes. She'll buy me shoes. Got you some shirts. And I don't try them on right when they get here. And I don't try them on. And did you try the shoes on? Did you try the shirts on? Did you try the shoes on? Did you try the shirts on? Do you know why it takes me so long to try on the clothes once the wife buys the clothes? Do you know why? Same reason it takes so long to count the votes. The reason it takes me so long to try on clothes is because I don't want to try on the clothes. It takes them longer to count the votes for a very specific reason, and you know exactly what that reason is. If Maricopa County can't get votes in on Election Day, it's because Maricopa County doesn't want to. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.